even O'Derry didn't play totally, you know, they didn't play brilliantly by any matter of means, but they still controlled it, and I was very, very impressed, and it's something I think we could build on. Cormac O'Doherty shot over 10 points, you know, which was probably the difference in the end. A new goalkeeper came in, Sean Kelly from Kevin Lynch's. He was an all-star schools goalkeeper a few years ago. He played outfield for Kevin Lynch's, but he was superb in goals, very assured, good puck outs. And his two brothers, Paddy and Connor, are actually part of the defence as well. You know, and Liam O'Kinfey was back in the side, but just a fairly assured performance. They did get a lucky goal in the fact that Alan Grant's shot slipped through the goalkeeper's hand, you know, and they did play against 14 men for long periods, you know, went down, lost a man, but I still think they were the better team and probably could have won by more, but they just looked like a team that hadn't really played a lot of hurling, and if they can get a decent league campaign under their belt, you know, the Christy Ring is well within their reach, because the last few seasons they've been in the relegation battle. Donegal beat them last year. They've got off the losing starts every other year, and they've nearly been using the Nicky Rackard and the Christy Ring as sort of nearly a redemption. Whereas this year, you know, they could maybe push for promotion and go into the Christy Ring Cup, you know, maybe as a promoted team, and that would be a great situation to be in. John McAvoy, the new manager, has come in this year. He's got a whole new backroom team. He's a leash man. He managed Dublin under-21s. He's got a Johnny McGurk, not the day Johnny McGurk, but Johnny McGurk, a previous Dublin under-21 manager, in with him, and cushioned all man Brian DeLargy. So it's a completely clean sweep of a management team. And they did say to me after the game that he's added a few more to the panel since last weekend. Jared Bradley, Shea McGuigan and Mark McGuigan from St Neil have all sort of signed up for the season. So I don't know if any of them will feature this weekend. They didn't seem to pick up any injuries at the weekend, so I would say it'll be much the same.